Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom wrote the checks, custom puppets, and Donnie Baker. It's coming up right after this.
Don't want corona, here's what you gotta do. There's more germs than you think. Turn on the water, make it hotter. Take the doctor's advice. No, COVID-19. Hey, sing happy birthday twice. Dirty hands must come clean. Dirty hands spread disease. Dirty hands must come clean.
Dirty hands and they must come clean. Dirty hands and they must come clean.
Monkeypox, SARS, Ebola must come clean. Hepatitis A, Hepatitis B, Hepatitis C must come clean. Dirty hands must come clean. Dirty hands must come clean.
Yeah, there you go.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What have you got?
Dear idiots.
Hello.
Must be for us.
Yep. Not sure why we're all... you guys are all taking these wonderful suggestions. It's just going to be the one that Tom wants anyway.
No joke.
That's just called Pat's album. Tom picked this one.
I was thinking of a Tom wrote the checks.
Oh, well, there's that.
See, a benevolent boss would hardly ever mention that. You know?
Well, that's actually a lie. I didn't physically write them.
It would be, it'd be pretty funny.
I just authorized them.
Pat, for the cover of the record, can we have you standing like this playing your guitar and my dad holding a series of puppet strings above your head?
Oh!
Wait a second.
You got something there.
I love this.
Pat Nokio.
Did I tell you guys about the puppets?
Oh, no.
Are you aware of this?
You're all being replaced by puppets.
We are puppets.
Oh, now we're aware.
Don't say that. I've been watching Black Mirror. I'll believe anything.
I didn't tell you guys.
No.
What?
Mm-hmm. What do we have?
I found a guy that makes puppets.
Oh, God.
So we are all currently being sculpted into nice hand puppets.
I'm going to need a puppet. Oh, okay. So not marionettes, but hand puppets?
Yeah, hand puppets.
I love this. Love the hand puppets.
I'll have a little Joshy hand puppet over here. So I can. Oh, I'm so excited.
Wait, they're all for you? You're not giving them to us?
Well, who's the puppet master?
Yeah, I
commissioned them.
You know, this could be a therapist situation where we would put the puppet on our hand and talk to Puppet Tom the way we would really want to talk to him.
Oh, gosh.
With our puppets.
Because Puppet Chick is brave.
Puppet Chick is brave and organized.
Yes.
Well done, Puppet Chick. Thank
you. They're in a production. You've seen them, right, Pat?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd seen them.
Christy, wouldn't you like to have puppet money?
Yeah. Find somebody to sculpt a puppet? Yeah.
It's a puppet sculptor.
Well, I had puppet money.
Good.
Oh, what happened? You gave it to the puppet guy.
No, I did stupid things like bought puppets.
You're really at the end of
that new car may be a year away.
You've been online shopping. You still have puppet money? Anyway, over 20 Kansas City Chiefs players scheduled to get their hair cut by a barber. Not so fast, my friends. He tested positive for COVID-19. According to Schefter at ESPN, the team arranged for the barber to get a coronavirus test. Initially learned his tests were negative, but then after, I think, the third test, he turned up positive right in the middle of cutting Chiefs center Daniel Kilgore's hair. And there's a picture of Mr. Kilgore. He has half a haircut.
Well, that sure looks good there, Kill.
More
why would
less.
He do that?
Why these guys, they're getting
he got out of the chair because the guy was.
But all these guys look like their hair was cut at a pet store.
Yeah.
It's this. These new looks are so bad. They look so ridiculous. They look like puppets.
And rumor
shaved
on the street,
in the side and then all that stuff on top. Looks was, ridiculous.
What?
Pat Mahomes was scheduled to have a haircut. But
you know why? I blame Media Day.
Oh.
Well, no, they...
I want to look good for Media Day.
No, they want to look good for the ridiculous haircut. Super Bowl.
Their helmets on, don't they?
Tampa strip clubs are bracing for the Super Bowl.
Are they?
Of course, it won't be as big as it would be under normal circumstances. Strip club owners had anticipated the windfall week, but prospects are vastly different now, of course. Coronavirus regulations, stadium... How do you get a lap dance? Both of you... The dancers wear masks?
Boy.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Willie?
I hope they don't wear masks over their boobs. That'd be the only thing I'm worried about. So.
Ironically,
I've
masks...
Seen that.
So if they got a mask on their face, you're cool. Sure.
Masks are like pasties for the face, if you think about it.
Yeah, I guess.
That's interesting.
Doesn't that make that more... I mean, think about that. Just let it steep for a second.
All right.
When you put your mask on in the morning, now, Josh, think about it as a pasty for your face. Suggesting that your face is a giant erogenous zone. Your face is just a big, big, juicy nipple waiting to be caressed and tweaked.
Stop saying words like that.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm going to ask you to stop.
Goodbye, erections. Thank goodness.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Joe.
Could we grab the phone?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
What's happening?
Back up Chick's Sports Report. I live near Tampa, Florida, and the fact remains, yes, the strippers do wear masks.
Okay.
Really?
But the one I go to, Christy, she only wore it so she wouldn't have to change the dressing on her ball. So there's different uses for it.
Oh, man.
I think I'm sick to my stomach now.
Hey, you guys know me good. I ain't one to brag, but I wanted to call you today, let you know my Valentine's Day venture's taking off.
Oh, your new line of cards?
Yeah, Tom, my whole new line of Donnie Baker Valentine's cards. And then, Christy, this is so a dude could tell his old lady, or more important, his side piece, how he truly feels without breaking the bank every year. Mm-hmm. Valentine's is such a trap. But some of my cards are even made and designed for idiots, like my idiot cousin Lonnie. Hey, here's the card he gave to his girlfriend, Crystal.
All right.
These roses are pink, like a sunburned left hooter. Pretend little Lonnie's a moped and hop on my scooter.
Swear to God. I'm just glad the word cooter wasn't in
it. Hey, it worked. Yeah, I'll make a note of that. Expect the second verse, Lonnie. Oh, here's one. We walked to your house after we drank 15 beers. You came through the front door, and I came in the rear. Swear to God.
Is that women?
Can you make sure I get a tape of that?
I'll do. Will do.
Here's one that's way more romantic. I love to smell sweet roses and violets in bloom. And I can still smell your panties. Would you leave the room?
Oh. It sounds like very romantic.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like something Hannibal Lecter would say to Clarice, wouldn't it?
I can still smell your panties.
I need to plug myself. Okay. Just Google Donnie Baker Valentine's Day cards for more info.
Oh, great.
I got one more poem I got to leave you with.
Okay.
I once knew a lady named Vonda. Who wanted the whole anaconda? She was no wimp. Now she walks with a limp. And in Santa, you can park a new Honda.
Hey!
That is fine work there.
I could drive a Silverado, but that wouldn't have rhymed as good.
No, no, I know.
You drive a Silverado, do you?
Thank you.
I gotta go.
Bye,
Don. Quite the Wordsworth.
Yes.
Yes, mix the metaphor, you see. You've got the
Rance
the,
romance
the anaconda and the cars. And,
I love it.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Animal predictions about which team will win the Super Bowl, probably just as traditional as the Super Bowl itself.
Well, the octopus died, right?
I think so, and they retired a grizzly bear, I think. Footage from the Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Clearwater shows Nick the Dolphin swimming up to a football marked with Chiefs.
Oh.
Wow. That's right.
Going nudging against it, the home team.
Nudging it with his nose, and then a squeal and a victory lap.
Well, Nick, he's a Miami fan.
Confirms
the, he bet on the game. You knew
well,
that,
there was some controversy about why we pick a dolphin. The Miami Dolphins aren't it. Yeah. Okay. Furry no, black and white.
This is a big deal. He bet on the game.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he put a fin on it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I hope he does well.
Put a fin on it?
Does anyone use that anymore, the phrase fin?
Boy.
That is really... That, like you see that in
is
movies.
Is that a five?
You see that in old movies.
I always thought it was a fiver.
I did too.
I always assumed, but I could be way wrong.
I thought it was a fiver.
I've heard it used, but I can't remember where or when.
Oh, dude.
And it's been a while.
Turner Classic Movies is the only place to hear it now.
Yeah, the Bowery Boys.
Right.
It's in a touch of evil.
It has to be a five. I mean, people wouldn't be carrying around $50 bills back then, would they?
Oh, speaking of old words.
We got more animals predicting the
Super
Bowl.
Hang on one second. In my defense.
Yeah.
Which should be a new segment on the show.
Well,
that is a good segment.
And I'm not familiar with this soap opera, Days of Our Lives.
Oh, sure.
I don't know which one is which, but
it's been around for a long time.
It says, hello, Tom. I was watching Days of Our Lives yesterday, and one of the female characters used the phrase round-heeled.
Mm.
All right.
Once again, round-heeled, meaning a woman of easy virtue.
What?
Goes down quick. The heels are rounded. A phrase that I encountered in a really great book called Darkness at Noon by William Manchester.
Yeah,
highly recommended. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you.
Yes, Finn is a $5 bill.
Okay, good.
Does anybody know what a sawbuck is?
Sawbuck.
That's a 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah. Oh, and then I got...
you know why it's called that?
Why?
Go ahead.
The Roman numeral 10. Looks kind of like a sawbuck.
Oh, a saw.
Yeah.
But they have one for a 20?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
The Jackson, maybe?
Jackson.
Double saw.
I don't know. We used the phrase sawbones the other day in the air.
Yeah,
yes.
For a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the old sawbones.
Yeah, you know, so we're grabbing some real contemporary vocab. Yeah. Back to animals.
A furry black and white goat frolicked in the snow, hops up on a platform with two upside down bowls. One red and yellow. The other the Tampa Bay colors, red, white, and black. The bowls were covered in kibble with photos of star quarterbacks Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady on each bowl, and they used a goat because
greatest of all time.
Patrick Mahomes, the greatest of all time, to be, and Tom Brady, of course, is the greatest of all time. The goat picked Kansas City Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen. So there's two Chiefs. Sid the Wolverine at Zoo Montana.
This is so
has murdered another three people.
Does every animal in every zoo get to pick?
We have to go through all of them.
God.
What did Sid pick?
Sid picked the Buccaneers. Ah. He ran up a rock decorated with red, white, and black paper strips and two tasty treats drizzled with whipped cream.
How about that?
And labeled with the team logos, according to the Billings Gazette. So there you go.
You know what this sound is, Christy?
I have no idea.
Any ideas, Josh? You want to take this?
This is Philip Glass's doorbell.
Good answer.
Oh, who's Philip Glass?
Someone. Philip Glass is a ultra contemporary.
It was like modern music. A weekend, a weekend intro.
Spinning in his grave. Someone spinning in his grave.
It sounds like we're about to play laser tag.
I did. So I want you to think about the beating.
It's a hummingbird in slow motion.
All very good. Hmm. None of them are correct. What tell is you what it? It is later.
Oh, my gosh.
What a jerk.
Look, you're gonna tease. Okay, do you want to know what it is?
He has to be stopped. He really does.
It is the sound of a fetus in utero through a very specialized synthesizer.
Oh, yeah, they created an album of that
It's a
music.
New album. We'll have more about that coming
wow.
up.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what part is the fetus? The thumping?
The little heartbeat?
Well, there's. You'll find out more later, but it's. It, I find it unbelievably irritating.
How big is the didgeridoo up there?
We'll find out.
Doesn't this sound like some lube? Josh, you're the horror movie guy. Doesn't this sound like?
Yeah, it's ominous. Yeah,
there's something really bad happening.
Oh, yeah.
Is that their heartbeat? The thing that's going
a little fast.
Well, fetal heart rates are very fast.
Is it really that?
Yes.
Wow, okay. We'll have that story coming up. I didn't mean to interrupt sports. Just...
Coca-Cola's iconic 1980 Super Bowl commercial featuring Mean Joe Green and the kid of Coca-Cola and the jersey, officially titled Hey Kid, Catch, was difficult to film. Joe Green is revealing this. He himself admitted in an interview he claimed he drank 24 Cokes during one day of filming.
Didn't have a spit bucket?
Finishing each bottle in just a few gulps.
Oh.
Mean Joe says, between me belching and having to go to the men's room, it took 3 days to film it.
What?
Yeah, this is
because he drains it.
Baltimore.
Right?
Yeah, he drains it. Drains it out.
Yeah, you're right. I guess he could really have had a spit bucket if they were doing that many tanks.
You want to explain the whole spit bucket thing? It's pretty gross.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. In a lot of TV shows, movies, commercials, people who are eating in them don't actually swallow the food. At once they yell cut, they spit it out because they have to do it so many times.
Ugh.
And when they really are eating a lotus, they often take extraordinarily small bites.
Right, for continuity purposes.
Yeah, sure. But
why would they not use some sort of prop like they do when actors have to smoke cigarettes on screen?
It's way harder to, and plus more expensive to fake a cheeseburger than it would be just to have a cheeseburger and spit it out.
No, I know, but for Coke, you could pretty easily just get some sort of brown liquid and...
Oh, like water? Make it look like a Coke?
Why did they not just...
Let's not get caught up in what the Coke was, okay?
He'd still be having to pee and probably still burping.
Yeah, sure.
His belly gets distended.
Yeah.
No kidding.
70 gallons
He's a big
of
guy.
Brown
I don't think
fluid.
He'd notice.
The Clio award-winning commercial also responsible for reshaping Mean Joe Green's previously intimidating public persona. He says, little kids no longer afraid of me, and older people, both women and men, would come up and offer me a Coke.
He said it was quite annoying.
That is really a terrific commercial.
Yes, it's a classic. Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
And, you know, every year they do the best of all time. And, and this year, no Clydesdales, right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Although I think it'd be really cool if there was a big surprise. I think there might be. There might be a huge surprise in one of these commercials.
There's going to be, and this is already leaked everywhere, there's going to be a Manning commercial with all the Mannings and Archie and Eli. And Peyton and
Cooper.
I don't think Cooper's in it. I haven't seen that.
He's holding the boom mic.
But Eli,
apparently, apparently he's the one that's really rich.
No, yeah, apparently he is.
Eli and Peyton are acting up as they're trying to go to bed, and Archie comes in and tries to settle them down.
Commercials.
And then there's something called
they'll probably call us. We'll probably talk to him before
the night games. Before the Super Bowl or something like that, like the night before Christmas. Marshawn Lynch reads that. I guess that's a big commercial coming up.
So, and again, we were talking about this the other day. Are they going to – it'll be interesting to see the tone of the commercials. And if I were on Madison Avenue, I'd say go funny, go goofy.
Yeah, we're going to catch hell anyway.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of really solemn.
Right.
As you can see by the photographs of the graves, we here at Acme –
use another example?
We here at the Acme Body Bag Company.
He's not wrong. It's going to be ridiculous.
No,
we here at the Acme Body Bag Company.
I heard
it. Just said.
It'll be worse. It'll be a shot of a graveyard and then brought to you by Triscuit.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
God.
It's going to happen, Chris.
Yeah, it's going to.
And then there's also the thing of your placement If you have like super Goofy coming right out of something really sad,
can't we just all have Goofy for a change?
That's the problem. The problem with your life, Christy.
What's the problem with her life?
What's the problem with my life?
That lives a good life.
You know, there's a morning. You go around telling each one of us what's the problem with their life.
I love that.
I've spent the entire morning trying to fix Josh. I can only do so much.
How about Willie? What's the problem with? Hey,
too late.
What's the problem with Willie's life?
Too late. No, I'm responsible. I go to therapy. What's the problem with your life?
There you go.
I don't have time for therapy. I have to make money to pay for everybody else to go to therapy.
Once again, a benevolent leader wouldn't mention that every break.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.